Would you give the invitation, please?
Bow your heads and pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon this community. We pray tonight for your guidance that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, what on the agenda is approval of the agenda?
Some of that.
We have a motion and a second. You have a discussion call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chalmers.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Nivas.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of resolution 2022-60, resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2022-23 fiscal year budget. Mr. Gonzalez.
Good evening, Mayor Council. I'll be reviewing the second part of budget adjustments for fiscal year 23. Beginning in the airport improvement fund, there's a request to increase revenues $399,406 and capital $361,527 for an airport runway reconstruction grant that came in higher than budget. In the law enforcement protection fund, there's a request to increase revenue $600,000 for the law enforcement retention grant that will be used for salaries and benefits in the police department. Also in the LAPF fund, there's a request to transfer out this $600,000 received from the retention grant as a transfer into the general fund. In the general fund, there's a request in the fire department to increase revenue $10,000 and capital $20,000 for a surrender safety device grant for a safe haven baby box. In the general fund, there's a request in the North Mesa Senior Center to increase revenue and operating $6,367 for an aging and long-term services grant for lighting upgrades at the North Mesa Senior Center. In the Lodger's Tax Promotional Fund, there's a request to increase operating $75,000 for the Chamber of Commerce Christmas on the Pecos advertising. In the Capital Projects Fund, there's a request to increase revenue $2,850,000 and capital $3 million for an NMDOT grant for the design of Dark Canyon Bridge. In the Golf Pro Shop, there's a request to increase operating $150,000 due to expenditures coming in higher than anticipated. And in the Fire Protection Fund, there's a request to increase capital $193,387 for the metal shelter project that came in higher than budget. This concludes my review of the second quarter budget adjustments.
Questions from Mr. Gonzalez?
Mayor, all this presented to the budget committee, and I would move this approval.
May I have a motion to approve?
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Number three, City of Carlsbad Financials, October 2022. Ms. Gonzalez.
Mayor Council, I'll be providing a brief summary of the city's cash position as of October 2022, before the accounting period of fiscal year 23. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $104.4 million and an ending cash balance of $105.9 million. The city's revenues of $39.8 million are $1.5 million favorable to the $38.3 million budget and 2% above target. The city's labor costs of $18 million are $1.3 million favorable to the $19.3 million budget and 3% below target. The city's operating costs of $13.7 million are $700,000 unfavorable to the $13 million budget and 2% above target. The city's capital costs of $6.1 million are $12.9 million favorable to the $19 million budget and 22% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there has been an increase of $1.5 million in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions from Ms. Gonzalez? Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Move to number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine or regular business and be considered acceptable. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C2 and C3, and Mr. Cass to briefly discuss C4.
Yes, yes, Mayor, members of the council. C2 is a request to solicit RFPs for the management and maintenance of the Will Merchant Softball Complex located at the corner of Feldago and Boyd. This city-owned facility is a four-field softball complex for adult softball leagues and tournament play. The current management contract is set to expire in March of 2023. The city has contracted the field maintenance and the management of recreational leagues and tournaments for 20-plus years. Item C3 is a request to reject and rebid the exterior resurfacing of the Riverwalk Recreation Center. The city only received one bid from JGF Built. After review of the bid and the qualifications of the contractor, the project architect, Larry Mitchell, and city staff recommend rejecting and rebidding this project.
Question for Mr. Lowe? Mr. Cass?
Mayor, council members, item C4 is the re-roof project at the Alejandro Ruiz Senior Center. This is the second time this project has gone out to bid. We did receive three bids. The low bidder was considered to be unresponsive as he had some omissions in his bid package. He was in budget, but unfortunately we cannot award under those conditions. And the second two bids were both out of the staff. Seeks approval to reject the bid on this project.
Question for Mr. Cash? Thank you, Mr. Further questions?
May I make a motion for approval?
We have a motion to approve. Second, no discussion, call for vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
All items in the routine and regular business have passed. Number 5, consider approval to authorize the submission of the American Library Association Libraries Transform Communities Engagement Grant for the Carlsbad Public Library. Ms. Jones.
Mayor, council members, before you, will have a request to apply for American Library Association Transform Grant. The goal is to use it to build literacy in the community. Currently, Eddy County, 1 in 4 residents only has a third grade or below reading level. So the goal is to work out with community members that we already partner with, such as the Literacy Center and the Detention Center, and use these grant funds to better support them and to address adult literacy and fix this problem.
Question for Ms. Jones? Thank you, Ms. Jones.
Mayor, make a motion to approve.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Further discussion, call for vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms.
Yes.
Number 6, consider approval of acceptance of the Bureau of Justice FY 2022 Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Award from the U.S. Department of Justice, Blue Cross Band Police Department. Chief Kidd.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. If you guys will recall, this is a proposal that we brought to you back on at the council meeting that took place on October 11, 2002. That was to serve as our 30-day notification period and public comment period. Staff is now requesting that City Council consider final acceptance and approval during this council meeting. For familiarity, this is a little bit of a grant that, again, I'd like to thank Angie Tessa for helping us forward this. The $14,809 available in this grant is going to be used to enhance our newly implemented license plate reader program. That's where the entirety of the funds is going to be used. And like I said, I'd like to again thank Angie for her help on the grant. I think it's going to be very useful for us.
Question for Chief Skinner.
cameras, or are we talking about a single camera?
We'll be talking about, I think our initial push was, I think the initial part of our funding was going to purchase approximately 10 cameras. This will provide an additional 4 cameras for us, so we'll have a total of 14 cameras spread intermittently throughout ingress and egress points throughout the city.
Further questions for Chief Skinner? Thank you, Chief.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve, and a second. Will please discussion call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Number 7, consider approval of temporary use application to allow for mobile sales vending of hot dogs on the city property on Canyon Street near Wells Fargo Bank after the Big Dog curbside grill just enabled. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this request is to allow vending hot dogs and other food on city-owned right-of-way along Canyon Street near Wells Fargo Bank. There's a map in your packet showing the exact spot that the applicant wishes to set up. Section 56-80 of the zoning ordinance regarding temporary uses requires permission from the property owner in order to allow someone other than the property owner to utilize property in this manner. In this case, the city of Carlsbad is the property owner. The applicant would also like to place a picnic table next to the food cart. Approval of this request will allow the applicant to obtain a special business registration to set up. Planning staff would recommend approval of the request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall limit vending from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday through Saturday, as per the application information. Approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to vend hot dogs and other food on city owned property on Canyon Street with the location indicated in the attached map. Beginning Wednesday, December 14th, 2022 through December 31st, 2023. The applicant plans to primarily vend Sundays through Saturdays. The applicant will need to provide a surety bond to my department. And we ask that the city sidewalk shall remain free and clear of any obstructions to allow safe pedestrian passage and observance of ADA requirements.
Questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Justin, I think you have a statement you'd like to make.
Well, he pretty much cleared it up.
Make sure.
He's going to say that we all get free hot dogs.
No problem. No problem at all. Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay, we got a formal motion here.
I move for approval.
I'll second. Motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Yes.
You're approved.
Thank you so much, folks.
Number 8, consider approval of resolution 2022-61, a resolution adopting a land transfer of real property from the city of Carlsbad to the state of New Mexico for the establishment of a state veteran cemetery. Mr. Buck.
Yes. Mayor, members of council, back in 2014, Carlsbad was one of 4 sites selected by the state of New Mexico for the establishment of a state-built, maintained, and operated veterans cemetery. At the time, the city transferred a 3.25-acre tract of land at Sunset Gardens Cemetery to the state. However, it has come to our attention that in order to move forward, the state requires a 10-acre tract of land. City staff is requesting approval of a 10-acre tract located at Sunset Gardens at no cost to the state of New Mexico. Once this transaction is complete, city staff will work with the state to receive back the original 3.25 acres. So, and there is the map located in the teal color of the new 10-acre track. Just there to the right of that, our right, is that 3.25.
Question from Mr. Lowe?
After this transfer, is this guaranteed our cemetery then?
No guarantee. We're getting a new study here.
Make
second. No further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Ms. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Mr. Mack.
Yes.
Number nine, consider approval of resolution 2022-62, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and debris at 5211 Blaine Vista Drive, owner Andrews Pumpkin Supply. Ms. Boyd.
Thank you, Mayor and members of the council. This property at 5211 Buena Vista Drive is located in the industrial park near the Carlsbad Airport, and it is a commercial shop building. The assessor's office lists Andrews Pumpkin Supply as owning or having an interest in the property, and they list their address as a P.O. box in Andrews, Texas. This property is vacant, and access is restricted by high fences and locked gates. Within the fenced-in area are large amounts of dead vegetation and vehicles that appear to be abandoned. The property has been inspected by city code enforcement and the fire marshal, who found that the property remains out of compliance with all applicable codes. The weeds, debris, and vehicles remain on the property. The fire marshal has found that the property presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters as well as emergency personnel. Code enforcement spoke to an employee of the business that owns the property on October 13th of this year, who stated they would have it cleaned up by the weekend, but obviously that never happened. This is the second time, if this looks familiar, it's because it's the second time this has come before you, about a year ago, and they ended up cleaning up the property, so we didn't have to go through the whole process and place a lien, although you all did pass a resolution for it to get cleaned up. So I prepared another resolution, which if you adopted would require the property owner to remove all non-running vehicles and weeds from the property within 30 days of service of the resolution. On November 29, 2022, I sent a certified letter to the address of record that, and it invited them to attend this meeting and speak to you about the property, and that letter came back claimed. So I don't know what's going on with them. I think they have an address in Artesia also. Right on the main drag, it appears to be in similar position. So, and then I provided you with updated photographs that were taken yesterday, so you can see the continuing condition. I stand for any questions.
Question from Ms. Boyd.
Yeah. Ms. Boyd, are they, does Andrews Pump own the building, or do they rent it from someone else?
They own it.
Okay.
They're the registered owners.
And I know they used to have multiple locations. Are all the do you have any idea, are all the locations closed? Or, I know they had a lot in West Texas. And
all I know of is I've seen the one in Artesia because I was recently through there, and it's in a similar condition, appears to be abandoned. And then the one here, I don't know about the other locations.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with them. They did take care of it last time, but I don't know what their condition is. Maybe some of the council members know something about
it. Further questions from Ms. Boyer? Do we have a representative in the audience? Same gun.
Mayor, I move for approval of this resolution.
We have a motion to approve.
A second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Yes.
Number 10, consider approval of resolution 2022-63, a resolution requiring the removal of weeds and debris and securing the abandoned structure at 114 South Ag, 910 A and B Fox Street, owners James and Letha Fudge, care of Jeremy and Tracy Bulldog. Ms. Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. This property at 114 South Ash, kind of around the corner of 910 A and B Fox Street, is in a residential neighborhood near Ash and Fox. There appears to be three structures on the property, and one of them is occupied, but two appear to be abandoned and unsecured. There are weeds on the property and in the alley. The assessor's office lists a James and Letha Fudge as owning or having an interest in the property, and their address is listed as care of Jeremy and Tracy Baldock of 402 Plum Lane in Carlsbad. The property has the one structure at 114 South Ash that does appear to be occupied, but the other two need
need to be secured. One of them has fire damage and is open to trespassers. There is a large amount of weeds throughout the property and the alley along to some degree. Code enforcement has been to the property. Notice of violation was sent on three different occasions, starting in October 2020 and up until April of 2021. Then a recent complaint was received on October 26th of 2022. Property's been inspected and it remains out of compliance with applicable codes. It damaged an unsecured structure. The weeds and debris remain on the property. The fire marshal has found that the property presents an extreme fire hazard to responding firefighters and emergency personnel. I have prepared a resolution which, if you adopted, would require the owners to clean the property, remove the debris and weeds within 30 days of service of the resolution. I sent a letter on December 7th, 2022 by certified mail to the address of record, and have not had any contact back from them, and you've been provided with updated photos from yesterday that shows the continuing condition of the properties. Any questions?
Question from Ms. Boyer. Thank you, Ms. Boyer.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution.
We have a motion to approve. Second. No further discussion. Call the vote.
Ms. Tobias Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Flores.
Yes.
Yes.
Number 11, consider approval of ordinance 2022-14, an ordinance lifting the moratorium on the acceptance, review, and issuance of all building and subdivision permits in the areas known as the INW Brownville Main Cavern and partial salt removal areas, and repealing ordinance 2019-24, A, public hearing, and B, approval of the ordinance. And we will now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. In 2017, council passed an ordinance that placed a moratorium on the acceptance, review, and issuance of all building permits and subdivision approvals within the Bryanville Main Cavern and partial salt removal areas located at the South Y intersection of U.S. Highways 285 and 62180. That moratorium was originally put in place for 1 year. In 2018, the item was brought before council again. Council voted to extend that moratorium for an additional year. In 2019, the item was again brought before council. Council at that time decided to extend the moratorium indefinitely until that time that the remediation of the underground cavern was completed and the properties were deemed safe to reoccupy. This year, that remediation effort completed, and the properties at this location have been deemed safe to reoccupy. Therefore, city staff brings before you tonight an ordinance that would repeal ordinance 2017-7 and 2019-24 and would lift that moratorium and allow for development in that area once again. And I'll stand for any questions.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Yes, sir.
I'm just saying,
Robert. Why don't you come to the podium and state your name for the record?
My name is Jaden Jenkins. I am a property owner of one of these properties where the moratorium is being lifted, hopefully. We do have a lot of excitement from developers as well as national franchises that are interested in obtaining one of the properties to help develop and build Carlsbad. And anyways, I think it would be a hindrance lifted to get this passed. So
yes.
I'm in favor.
Question for Mr. Jenkins. Thank you. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that wants to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
And I'll move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Thank you, Mr.
Yes. Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Tobias.
Yes.
That moves us to number 12, Council Committee Reports.
tunnel, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah. Mayor Janeway, members of the council, I would like to announce the pending retirement of Fire Chief Rick Lopez from the Crossback Fire Department. Chief Lopez has a 20-year career with the Crossback Fire Department. 10 of those years, he assumed the position of Fire Chief, has done a great job by the city of Crossback and our community. With that being said, we will have a celebration of Chief Lopez's career in the very near future. But tonight, we'd like to announce his replacement, that being Assistant Chief Ken Irons. Mr. Irons has been with Crossback Fire Department in many roles: suppression, fire marshal, assistant chief. We thank Mr. Irons for his leadership with the department and working under Chief Lopez those years, and he will assume that position on January 1st, 2023.
Comment from the council?
Thank Chief Lopez for his years of service and the professionalism that he brought to the department, and the constant upkeep and maintenance of everything that you have running out there. I'm very, very proud of what we have and your leadership does there.
Further comment? Also, thank you very much, Chief.
Thank you.
I'll be seeing you shortly.
Yes.
Is there any council members that have any updates on the committees? JJ?
Yeah, I recently just got back from the intergovernmental meeting in New Orleans, Louisiana. And there were several groups that were present. The Energy Community Alliance was present, which is the City of Carlsbad, which was part of that group. The Environmental Council of the States, National Association of Attorney Generals, National Conference of State Legislators, National Government Associations in the state and tribal governments there as well. One of the big topics was consent-based siting for interim nuclear waste storage facility at the DOE level. So DOE is now talking about it, and they now understand that there is a need for it. And of course, Southeast New Mexico, they get brought up in this topic. Marijuana situation, they know what we're trying to do here with our situation here, bringing in our interim storage. So it's already at the national level. And we're hoping that once this interim storage gets going, the amounts more likely to go back to their permit. So it's going to produce the facility to have a permit. Now that we have an intern, there's going to have to be a permit facility. So that was a good topic. That was among wasn't brought up by the community, it was actually brought up by the DOE. So that was very positive. And then also was brought up was planning for the future workforce. Of course, we all know within 3 years, 50% of the DOE workforce can retire. So that's not just affecting our side, that's affecting all the DOE facilities as well. So we're planning for the future as to STEM projects, getting the schools, and maintaining the workforce. Big topic right now. So,
it
was a good conference.
Thank you, Councilor. Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 13, adjourn, and I'd call on Councilor Leeson to rise the board.
Mayor.
Second, I'll give the discussion of the road.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.